Turkey's Prime Minister Necmettin Erbakan is being criticized both at home and overseas. Erbakan is the first Islamist prime minister in the 73-year history of the Turkish Republic. He has attempted to reorient Turkey away from Western Europe and the U.S. and toward the east to Arab and other Muslim countries. On a recent trip to Libya, Erbakan implied that Libya was not a terrorist state, but a victim of the United States. Domestic critics say he allowed Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to insult Turkey and call for an independent Kurdish state. From Ankara, Chris Nuttall reports.
We are coming back like victorious Roman commanders, said Necmettin Erbakan at a news conference on his return to Ankara from an African tour taking in Egypt, Libya and Nigeria. But rather different descriptions such as fiasco, crisis and utter humiliation were being used by the media back home to describe the trip. The leader of the opposition called it the biggest foreign policy scandal in Turkish history. In Libya, Mr. Erbakan did little to defend Turkey as Colonel Gaddafi lectured that it was under occupation by the West and it should stop fighting PKK Kurdish separatists in southeast Turkey and allow an independent state of Kurdistan. Sedat Ergin, Ankara bureau chief of the Hurriyet newspaper, who was at their meeting, said the Libyan leader also spoke fondly of better standards he said were observed by Turkey under the rule of the Ottoman sultans.
Mr. Gaddafi thinks that with the formation of the Turkish Republic, all these noble values, tenets of the Turks, have disappeared. So far, Prime Minister Erbakan has not taken any position regarding Mr. Gaddafi's insult to the Turkish Republic.
The suspicion is that Mr. Erbakan did not defend Turkey to the hilt because he half agreed with the Libyan leader. He's wanted to pursue an Islamic agenda, but with only 21% of the votes at the last election, he was forced to compromise and ally with the secular centre-right True Path Party in order to come to power in June. Mr. Erbakan has been frustrated at home by the secular establishment in his attempts to Islamicize Turkish society. He's found more latitude in foreign policy in his efforts to realign Turkey with the Muslim world, visiting Iran and now Libya. But his coalition partner under Tansu Çiller, who is the foreign minister, has been pursuing a traditional pro-Western line. The confusion and the Libyan incident have prompted opposition parties to table censure motions which could bring down the government. A former foreign minister, Mumtaz Soysal of the Democratic Left Party, says Mr. Erbakan has been bypassing the Foreign Service in his pursuit of an Islamic foreign policy.
These are, to my mind, as an ex-minister, sad days for me to observe that armed diplomats who have a certain reputation in this world are not able to correct the mistakes.
The government should survive the censure motions, if only because no one wants to give Colonel Gaddafi the satisfaction of being responsible for the fall of a Turkish administration. In the first television address of his three-month-old administration, Mr. Erbakan this evening defended his trips to Libya and Iran, both subject to U.S. sanctions for what the Clinton administration says is their sponsorship of terrorism. The Prime Minister said he had to try to balance a foreign trade deficit and solve an energy crisis by signing economic deals with the two. He blamed the uproar in Turkey on certain groups who were against him establishing relations with Muslim countries, he said. Mr. Erbakan will have more explaining to do next week when the censure motions are debated in Parliament. For National Public Radio, I'm Chris Nuttall in Ankara.